Good morning, Word and Life. Hi, everybody. We have a treat in store for us today. This guitar is a giveaway, but Cyprian is much more than his guitar. All right, let's check those cell phones, please. Let's silence them. And then we're going to get ready to check in with the Spirit within. And I'm going to use some of Cyprian's words to lead us just in a minute of quiet time. These are his words. The ideal of the spiritual life for us could be like breathing in and breathing out. As simple as that. Breathing in the love of God, breathing out the love of God. Breathing in strength and breathing out compassion. Amen. Cyprian was here with us on October 18th, 2012, when we were looking at the book on integral Christianity. We're lucky to have him back with us today as we're winding down the study of compassion. Since his last visit, he has taken over the responsibility as prior of the Camaldolese Monastery in Big Sur. Cyprian is most and foremost, a contemplative monk and a gifted musician, a composer, a choir director, a liturgist, and a teacher. When he was first here in 2012, I gave you a lot about his background growing up in Joliet and winding up in Chicago Catholic Worker House. So you're going to have to go on the website to hear all that because it's an amazing story to have him wind up here right with us. We're so fortunate. His YouTube offerings include concerts around the world, a visit with Ken Wilber in Colorado, and a tour of Thomas Merton's Hermitage in Gethsemane. His interests are in comparative religions. He's just one of us, really. Interfaith rituals and meditations. He's a great fit to assist us in our life's journey. And I want to point out some books that we've got over here. And most of all, the one I know best is called A Prayer in the Cave of the Heart, A Universal Call to Contemplation. It's just a great fit for us. It is about his courageous pilgrimage to contemplation, acknowledging, now wait till you hear these names, these are like Olympians in the contemplative world. He acknowledged Bede Griffiths, Thomas Merton, John Mayne, Lawrence Freeman, Thomas Keating, and Basil Pennington. How do you like that for a bench? In the book, Cyprian takes the reader by the hand and leads us on our own interior journey, from concentration to meditation to await the gift of contemplation. So let's stand and extend our Word and Life blessing to Cyprian. We're so fortunate to have him here today.